This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Job stats, they look at the big picture, but remember that every data point in a report is a real person, somebody with bills to pay and dreams to achieve. We talk from time to time with some of those people, and today we're looking at the special challenges facing millennials who jumped into the job market during the economic crisis. Jeremy Fedor is 27 years old with a master's degree in history. He has a part-time job at a university archive and has done several internships in museums and archiving, but he hasn't yet found full-time employment. He joins us from Cleveland. Good morning, Jeremy.
How you doing?
So how has the job hunt been going? And you've kind of had a job but also are hunting at the same time. Explain that.
The hunt itself is difficult just because I've limited myself to the Cleveland area because I'm married and my family's all around here. You know, there's just not a lot in the museum and archive field, and it's a difficult field to break into.
You're 27. You have done well in terms of getting your education. You have gotten some good internships, gotten some good part-time experience. You know, you have as much experience as one could get without having a job. I mean, but is this kind of where you thought you would be in your career at this point, at this age?
No. When I was in graduate school is when the financial meltdown occurred. And I thought, well, I just started grad school. This should be fine. It should blow over. And I didn't necessarily think that it would be this difficult to find full-time work. And it's been frustrating, I think. You know, you see jobs pop up and you apply for them. Some you'll hear back from, some you never will. I thought maybe by 27 I'd at least have something that was full-time, but unfortunately it's not the case.
What do you think that people who are older and at a different place in their career don't understand about what the experience is like for people that are just coming out of college or who have gotten out of college in the past, you know, 5 years or so?
I think there is a view that people of my age, these millennials, are a bit lazy and we expect everything to be handed to us. I didn't expect to come out with a full-time job. I knew it would be tough. I'm not expecting anything to be handed to me. And I don't think our generation is like that. I mean, I think a lot of us are very much go-getters.
Okay, Jeremy Fedor, currently working part-time at a university archive, but looking to do something full-time in the museum or the archive field using your history expertise in that. We wish you the best on that, and thanks for your time.
Thank you.